Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. Residents in the village of Lexington will see some increased costs in the new year. The village council approved a 2.9% increase in rent for those who live in the North Park mobile home, an increase that will begin in 2026. Also, the council increased the water and sewer fee by 3%. Fee increases will start with the new year as well. The increase in utility costs was recommended by the Michigan Rural Water Agency. Also, around $1.3 million was allocated for several projects in the village. A few of the infrastructure projects that the money will be used for include sewer and water upgrades, street improvements, improvements to the Tierney Park, along with costs for legal services and engineering services to do all that work. Another improvement project was having Sherman Nursery plant some more trees to enhance their community. And the village's 15th annual old-fashioned horse parade had also been scheduled for 2 p.m. on Saturday, December the 13th. And another local and regional news for today. The Juanita Township Board of Trustees approved making a list of road work that they'd like to see the Tuscola County Road Commission do next year. The proposed work is for Fairview Road from M46 to 1/4 mile north to have that section of road receive double chip and sealed treatments. The plan is to have 2,000 tons of limestone put down on Higgins Road from M46 to 1 mile north. Another road project that the township would like to have done is doing a double chip and seal treatment for a 2 mile stretch east of Single Road. During the meeting, a financial report was given that explained there was a total of $1,379 deposited. The general fund balance is $656,684. The road fund balance is $531,567. And the garbage fund has a balance of $69,505. With that work done, the board also made a list of some of the items that they plan to address during their December meeting. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
14 years in prison for killing a young woman. A 15-year sentence for a crash that caused 3 deaths. 12 and a half years for killing a child and critically injuring her mother. All true stories. All caused by marijuana-impaired drivers. No matter what you tell yourself, if you feel different, you drive different. So, if you're high, just don't drive. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. Sylvester Stallone, Kiss, and Gloria Gaynor were among the luminaries being celebrated at the annual Kennedy Center Honors. Donald Trump hosted the Sunday Night Gala in Washington, and it's a presidential first. Since returning to office in January, the president has made big changes to the performing arts institution. He directly ousted the leadership and appointed himself as the new chair. The honorees are being celebrated for their influence on American culture and the arts. It's expected to be emotional for KISS members after the recent death of their original lead guitarist, Ace Frehley. And in other national and international news, Democratic governors who met over the weekend in Arizona say the party must focus on affordability in next year's midterm elections. They aim to build on wins last month in governor races in New Jersey and Virginia by addressing everyday concerns such as housing prices, rent, and grocery costs. The strategy seeks to unite Democrats across the ideological spectrum while confronting President Donald Trump's policies. Yet there are risks if economic conditions change for the better or if Democrats fail to deliver on their promises. Governor's offices will be up for elections in 36 states next year. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today, Sunday, December the 7th of 2025. Laura Jean Wessels, age 58, of Bay City and formerly of Bad Axe, passed away on December the 6th of 2025. A celebration of life for Laura Jean Wessels will be held at a later date. Memorials may be offered to the Thumb Animal Shelter or to the discretion of the family in care of Donna Wessels. If you wish to offer your condolences to Laura's family, you can do so online at kaufmanfuneralhome.com. For a complete look at your thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.